Ok, voilà, nous sommes toujours sur Radio Esperanza et on a vu cet après-midi un concert sur la salle côté la scène côté jardin avec Bai Camara Junior. Alors moi d'abord c'est un grand merci à Bai Camara parce que grâce à lui on a eu les oreilles un peu, on a eu beaucoup de concerts avec des infrabasses, avec de l'électro et des trucs. Et là on avait un concert guitare voix, ça faisait ouh, on respirait, ça faisait vraiment plaisir quoi, vraiment. Ça faisait un très grand plaisir.
Merci, merci. Thank you for the invitation. Thank you.
Voilà.
It was really a pleasure playing, yeah.
Alors, Bai Camara, alors tu es le fils de l'ambassadeur du Sierra Leone en Belgique, je pense. Ou...
My mother was the ambassador to Belgium for.
Ah, your mother.
Yes, my mother. So okay. She, yes, my mother was the ambassador, which is very unusual for an African woman to be an ambassador, you know. But she was an ambassador for a long time, and Belgium was the last country that she was posted to, and that's why I came to Belgium because of her. Yeah.
You, tu es né ici ou?
Non, je suis né en Afrique en fait. Je suis né en Afrique et j'ai grandi entre. Entre l'Angleterre et l'Afrique, en fait, oui. C'est parce que comme ma mère, elle travaille beaucoup pour le service diplomatique, it was not easy to find senior schools, senior international schools in Africa. So that's why I went to school in England.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, that's why you speak very good English.
Thank you.
But in Sierra Leone, what is the official language?
Sierra Leone, la langue officielle, c'est anglais,
ouais.
Mais aussi nous avons peut-être 12 langues différentes,
ouais.
Et aussi nous avons lingua franca, c'est créole. Créole, c'est
et c'est un créole anglais, c'est un créole anglais africain,
c'est, oui, c'est anglais africain, pas moitié, un peu de français dedans.
Ah
oui
aussi.
Oui, c'est de langues, c'est mélange tout. Oui.
C'est un pays qui a une histoire chargée, qui a.
Oui, l'histoire chargée avec l'histoire de l'esclave et tout comme ça.
D'accord.
Oui, oui, oui.
Ouais. Alors, tu arrives en Belgique il y a un peu plus de 25 ans.
Exactly.
Yeah. Ok. Exactly. Et pourquoi tu viens t'installer parce que ta mère est ambassadrice de Sierra Leone en Belgique. Comment tu te sens quand tu arrives en Belgique?
Well, to be honest with you, which I think is going to be honest, I went to school in the UK, and in the UK at the time I went to school in the UK was the time you had Mrs. Thatcher. And Mrs. Thatcher, it's very funny because now we see the Brexit happening, but the process of Brexit started happening over 20 years ago. Because the English people always hated the European Union. Mrs. Thatcher was always saying, I am not going to let the people in Brussels tell me what to do. Mm-hmm. Because I remember that as a kid, as a teenager. And then when I came to
Capital
the first time,
of
I came, Europe. The premier fois, the first time I come to Belgium, I was thinking, I said, yeah, I think this woman is right. But I was just a visitor. Because I came to see my mother, you know, because I was living in Manchester and I came. But when I started to live when I went to school and college in Manchester, that was different. Because Manchester was more left-wing. Uh-huh. And where I went to school was more centre-right, the Conservative Party, Ba'ath. So they had this anti-Europe thing. But when I came to Manchester, it was different. And when I came to Belgium, I said, no, it's cool. Belgium is cool. Europe is cool. You know, Europe is cool. So the first time I came, it was a bit strange. But then I found my friends and I love it. And now I have 3 children. Uh-huh. And I'm married to a Belgian. I have 3 crazy boys, you know, who are Belgians as well. So I you know, I love Belgium, especially Brussels. Yeah. Did I answer your question?
Oui, tout à fait. Ouais. Tu vis à Bruxelles alors?
Oui, je vis à Bruxelles. Mon deuxième album, le titre de mon deuxième album, c'est Urban Gypsy.
Uh-huh.
Et la raison, le titre, c'est Urban Gypsy parce que j'ai vu, comment dire, I lived in so many different communes. I lived in Saint-Gilles, I lived in Ixelles, I lived in Forêt, I lived in Saint-Jos, I lived in. But. My favorite commune that I had the most heart was Saint-Jos.
Et pourquoi?
Because Saint Just was a melting pot. You know, Saint Just is a melting pot without trying to be, how do I say, without trying to be hip. It's just natural. Because you find people from Turkey, you find people from Africa, you find people from everywhere.
East Europa.
East Europeans. And I like that, you know. And I like that. And it's not about trying to be hip. It's just, and one of the things that really struck me, what I love at Saint Just, I remember I used to buy my meat to a Turkish butcher. And my Turkish butcher was a Turkish Christian. And normally people think that a Turkey is just like Muslim. But it was Turkish Christian. And that was cool. He asked me what religion. I said, listen, I'm Christian. He said, oh, I'm Christian too, you know. But it's nothing to do with religion. But I'm just saying, that it is a cool commune. When the World Cup came, when you had the World Cup, and then you pass the road, and then you see all the different flags of the different. Oh, okay. So a Turkish person lives there. Okay, a guy from Slovenia lives there. Okay. I like it. I like Saint Just. Saint Just is really cool.
Okay. Au niveau du parcours de ta musique, tu as commencé très jeune à jouer de la musique.
Pas vraiment, en fait. Je commence la musique comme un hobby.
Tu as quel âge? 20 ans?
Non, 17 ans.
17 ans,
ok. 17 ans, je commence comme ça, 17 ans, mais pas professionnellement. Juste écrire le morceau comme ça, je joue la guitare, je touche la guitare un peu. C'est pas un truc très, très sérieux. C'est juste... Because I didn't like to be in a band. I just wanted to write songs, not play. Just write. So I'm a late starter, which is a good thing because then I have the experience in life and talk about things, you know.
Which is not bad. Et puis tu as commencé à écrire des chansons dans un style particulier. Qu'est-ce que tu écoutais? Est-ce que tes parents, par exemple, écoutaient la musique africaine ou ils écoutaient de...
Tu sais quoi? Quand j'ai vécu en Afrique, en fait, j'ai attendu beaucoup de musique africaine. J'ai attendu aussi, dans la maison, dans le quartier comme ça, tu attends beaucoup de musique zaïroise, de musique malien, de musique comme ça. Mais à la maison, parce que j'ai grandi aussi avec mon oncle, mon oncle, il écoute beaucoup de morceaux comme Marvin Gaye, beaucoup de Bob Marley. Un truc comme ça. So I think all of these influences are there. And my uncle also listened to Elvis Presley, so everything is there. You know, because and then I came to England, you know, for school, age of 15. Then I had another influence, you know, like Lou Reed, like ZZ Top, like, you know, all the other stuff like that, you know. But the music, the African music, has always been there. So even when I came to Europe, and even when I came to Belgium, then it restarted again because I used to go to Matunge, and there are a lot of bands that play there in Matunge, a lot of African music. So my music, what I do now, my music is a mixture of everything, but the most important thing is blues. Blues is where the roots is. Blues has always been my roots. I guess I always felt I was a bit too young to play the blues. I didn't have enough experience to play the blues, you know. I can play the blues, but to sing about it and to write about it, you have to have lived a bit. And so now I'm in the blues now. But blues,
okay.
But blues with the African influence. Yes, like Ali Faka Touré, Aboubakar Traoré, comme ça.
Est-ce que tu peux... Est-ce que dans le blues tel qu'il est joué maintenant, tu retrouves vraiment les racines africaines? Est-ce qu'il y a un lien avec des rythmes africains que tu connais?
Oui, totalement, absolument. Parce qu'il y a quelques morceaux, le rythmique, c'est pas 4-4. Quelquefois, c'est 4-7 ou 3-4. Le rythmique très différent aussi. Mais avec le accord blues, mais le rythmique très africain, aussi de mélodie aussi.
D'accord.
Mais... Parce que in the music that we get from West Africa from here, it's all the blues that we get from here is all sang in a local language, in Malian language, in Bambara or I don't know, or in Soso or in Madingo. But what I try to do is put English words to those melodies. So yeah, that's the difference.
Okay. Alors, tu as décidé là de faire une tournée en solo. C'est, il y a une raison.
Non, c'est pas une raison. En fait, I think it's a thing that started organically, because I as a songwriter, I think it's important that you are able to play without a band, because the most important thing is the song, and so I'm used to like playing in small places, just voice and guitar, try out the songs. But most importantly, I think I did 2 tours with Vanessa Paradis.
Yeah.
So I did like 24 dates or 25 dates with her, you know, but solo.
Solo, okay.
Solo, just me and my guitar. And I think this made me strong that I can, you know, because when you play for Vanessa Paradis, you're playing every night to 5,000 people or more. And everybody's crying, Vanessa, Vanessa. And then an African guy comes out, playing the guitar. Saying, no, I'm not Vanessa, I'm not blonde. You know? And, you know, I mean, just tell him, just give me 30 minutes, 40 minutes, and Vanessa's going to come. But it made me, it's not strong, give me the confidence.
Yeah.
To say, I can play, you know, I can go out to an audience and play solo. So it developed in that way. And by chance now, and because of that, this year, I've played, it's crazy, Francofolie Spa. I just played it on the big stage as well, solo, and it went really well. And before that, I played Flemal Rock solo as well. And my first time in Esperanza, solo here, and it's my first time I played Esperanza, and the audience was just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. The public today was just amazing.
Yeah.
And they gave me so much energy, and I had a set list, but I said, you know what? I was not even looking at it. I was just feeling them, and they were feeling me, and we were just playing. So for me, it was amazing. It gives me more confidence to say, play more solos. So that's how the solo thing came, you know.
Okay.
But I like playing with a band, because also my last record, I made with 12 musicians. So from 12 to 1. So it's good, yeah.
And tu penses faire un album en solo aussi, faire un truc guitare-voix un peu plus simple comme
oui,
ça.
Oui, j'ai en train de faire ça maintenant.
Ah ouais.
J'ai en train de le prochain projet, c'est un album guitare-voix, un peu de basse, mais j'ai joué tout l'instrument en fait. J'ai joué le basse aussi dans l'album, j'ai joué un peu de percussion. C'est un album très intime, mais avec tu sais intime blues, mais blues world.
Okay.
Et je joue tout l'instrument. Je joue tout. Mais I don't invite musicians because I want to stay close to my arrangements. I want to stay close to my, how do you call, close to my inflections. You know.
Okay.
So if I play the lead guitar, I have a fantastic musicians that I play with. They're fantastic. They're all great musicians. But for this project, I just wanted to be alone, just with a sound engineer and some few friends, and stay close to really my inflection, but also to push myself a bit musically, you know, to push myself because in my records I never play the guitar solo. I never play the bass, but on this record I said I'm gonna play bass, so I said I'm gonna play bass for 2 songs, and I ended up playing bass for 7 songs. And percussion, I never played percussion, but I play guitar percussively. That's the way I play. But I said for this album, I'm only going to play only African percussion. No tambourin, no triangle, nothing. So I've been buying a lot of African percussion, like calabas. I buy in Paris because I play every month in Paris. So every time I play in Paris, I go to an African market and I buy little instruments, African music. So the next album is going to be intimate and blues world. And by September, it's finished. And next year, March, April, it's going to be in the shops.
Oh, super.
And I played some of the songs I played tonight. The first song I played tonight, this afternoon, was that song. And the last song I played as well was that. And then, I played like 4 songs of the new album, yeah.
Okay, mais je suis curieux d'entendre ça.
Okay.
Je suis curieux d'entendre ça, vraiment. Alors, pour revenir un peu, je ne sais pas si tu as vu que le festival est engagé, qu'il y a des thématiques. Et là, c'est la thématique de cette année, c'est l'égalité homme-femme, la place de la femme, la place de l'homme. Alors, tu me dis que ta mère, pardon, était ambassadrice de Sierra Leone, ce qui n'est pas courant en Afrique. Hein, des femmes politiques, ce n'est pas très courant en
Yeah,
Afrique.
exactly so. C'est dommage parce que en Afrique, en fait, pour moi, c'est la femme qui apporte beaucoup de choses. It's the women that carry everything. But yet, the women don't have the same powers. It's the women that feed the family. It's the women that work in the farm. It's the women that carry the children. But yet, the men, because of their brute, violent force, they take power. But I think it's going to change. I think it's going to change. I think it's going to change. And the only way I think it's going to change is if more girls are educated. They put more education of the girls. And like I said, you know, for me, that's very important. You know, I have a lot of respect for women because I saw my mother, you know, coming from a poor family, but also fighting for the rights of women, fighting for the rights. Because my mother started actually as a social worker, human rights worker. She worked also in Chile in the time of Pinochet. She went to write reports and stuff like that for the human rights. She also worked in Uganda as well before she became ambassador. So she was doing all this kind of work, you know. And that was the reason why they made her ambassador, because they said, you know, you've done all this kind of work for United Nations. Why won't we make you ambassador? But I saw, not only because she's my mother, but I saw that in Africa, we have the society where men can do the job better, or even maybe in Europe. But she did a great job. She did a great job, and that's why I have a lot of respect for women, and I think there should be equality for women. But in Africa, it's very slow. It's really slow. But like I said, it all has to do with education. If the girls are given education, they will rise above. That I know.
Ok,
yeah.
Super.
Super, thank you.
Un grand merci, bye camera.
Merci beaucoup. Et merci tout le monde. Thank
you so much. Ok. Et une bonne chance pour le reste de tes enregistrements et de tes concerts.
Ok, merci beaucoup et à la prochaine.
Ok.
À la prochaine. Ok, thank you very much.
Merci à toi.